Subscriber, welcome to this week's edition of Ghana in Focus. Myself, Kwame, Ghanaian broadcaster, writer, podcaster, and entrepreneur. And in this week's edition of Ghana in Focus, we are continuing our Heritage Month, Ghana Series Month. This week, we're talking about Kumasi as an investment destination. All right, so Kumasi, a potential investment destination. So that's the theme for this week's podcast. Just before we get to the podcast, a reminder that the show is being sponsored by Grow For Me Ghana, which is a fantastic project that seeks to support and develop Ghanaian farmers. And so if you would like to be a sponsor of a Ghanaian farmer, very, very worth for our cause, I will leave you the link to Grow For Me Ghana in the footnotes to the podcast. And also, if you like what you hear, please share it to your friends, your family, your social media networks. And also, you can subscribe to the Ghana Stroke Africa in Focus podcast on YouTube. As I mentioned, and I will keep mentioning this, we will be delisting off Googling by June. So you won't be able to get me on Google in June. We'd have to register on YouTube. All right. And also, we will be delisting off Spotify. So, my Spotify followers, please follow me or please start to migrate to YouTube because we'll also be delisting off Spotify in June. All right. So, let's get into this week's podcast, looking about Kumasi, a potential investment destination. Now, regular listeners know that I've done a couple of pockets about tourism in Kumasi, things to do, things to see in Kumasi. Now, as part of the Ghana series, Heritage Month, we're now looking at Kumasi as a potential investment destination. All right, so Kumasi is the second biggest city in Ghana, and Kumasi is the capital of the Asante region of Ghana. Now, Kumasi is about 272 kilometers from Accra. So that's about a 5.5 hours drive from Accra by transport or by even a, a bus, because bus services, we do have a intercity state transport, i.e. The State Transport Corporation. And we also have private carriers like VIP and also OA Travel and Tours. And there's other private minibuses that have regular services between Accra and Kumasi. Now, when you use those services, they may take about 5 or so hours. And in your private transport, they'll be taking about 5.5 hours. Also, you can take the plane from Accra to Kumasi, and that's about 45 to about 55 minutes, in the air between Accra and Kumasi. And on that, which is obviously going to make Kumasi even a more appealing investment opportunity is that the Kumasi International Airport, I guess, is going to be called the Nana Ajiman Prempeh, the first or second airport named after one of the Asante Hinnis. That's going to be completed in May. Now, when this international airport is completed, and this is an international standard airport that can rival the Kotoka International Airport in Accra, that will see a lot of people, particularly in the diaspora, get direct flights from London or from New York or from Washington or from Berlin straight, or from even Amsterdam straight to Kumasi. Yeah. So there'll be no need, come May, for you guys in the diaspora to get flight to Accra, then get another flight to Kumasi. Particularly if you are an Akan or Asante, yeah, you'll be able to, from May, you'll be able to get a straight flight from London Heathrow, Schiphol Amsterdam, Brussels Belgium, Berlin Germany, JFK New York, maybe even Chicago straight to Kumasi, yeah, and that international airport in Kumasi, when it's developed, when it's open in May, that's going to bring a lot of traffic, and potential business opportunities to Kumasi, because A, a lot of Ghanaians themselves will fly straight to Kumasi and do business in Kumasi. And two, because this new airport is going to open up in May, that's going to attract businessmen who would want to do business in Kumasi. So Accra, doing business in Accra, it's saturated. So most, you could say it's pretty much saturated, Accra. And so when the Kumasi Airport is in full operations in May, yeah, that will bring a lot of business opportunity to Kumasi, which is not saturated, as saturated as Accra. And so when many businessmen decide to get direct flights to Kumasi and conduct business in Kumasi, that is going to open up a lot of business avenues in Kumasi. Again, when the airport is open in May, again, apart from the, direct businesses that will, people, direct flights that will come into Kumasi, that, the indirect benefits, so the direct benefits of people, getting direct flights to Kumasi as opposed to from Accra, there'll be the indirect benefits, in terms of the increased amount of minibus people, the hotels, the businesses, etc., who will also benefit from the opening of the Kumasi International Airport, which again will make Kumasi a very, very, viable and interesting investment destination. Again, another reason why Kumasi is going to be a viable investment destination is that land is cheaper in Kumasi as compared to Accra and the outskirts of Accra. Yeah, so Kumasi is, like I said, it's central of Ghana. I'm not saying it's in the central region, but if you look at the Ghanaian map here, Kumasi is like sort of near center of Ghana. Yeah, and it's in close proximity to, the Bono and other areas of Ghana. It's also close proximity to the north. It's about a 4-hour flight from, from Kumasi to Tamale. Tamale is the heart of the northern region or the savannah region. So Kumasi is in close proximity there. It's also in close proximity to, the central region, and I believe there's going to be a new airport also open in the central region of Ghana. I think Cape Coast, again, making, tourism, potential between Kumasi and Cape Coast very, very viable. So again, if you are somebody from the diaspora who is wanting to do, maybe have a little, hotel in Cape Coast area, but you want to be based in Kumasi, or if you want to build some kind of mini beach resort in the Cape Coast area, then and you want to base in Kumasi, Kumasi is, a very close proximity, but even by car, to the central region. Okay, so again, it makes Kumasi, these things make Kumasi a very, very, a feasible business and investment destination. So like I said, the land, is much cheaper in Accra. So it's possibly half the price of land that you pay for in Accra. So, and there's also burgeoning areas of Kumasi. There's new settlements in Kumasi. I don't know off by right now, but I'll put it in the footnotes to this podcast. It's a very, very lush gated community, and some of the houses there are pretty reasonable when you compare that with Accra. So I think some of the houses there are about $100,000, $200,000, quarter of $1 million for a 3-4 bedroom house. So, I will get you that, get the community with all the modern amenities, and I'll put that in the footnotes to the podcast. Yeah. So property again. So apart from land, property is also, pretty reasonable in Kumasi as compared to Accra. And also there's some nice affluent areas of Kumasi. So you've got like Patasi, you've got TUC, you've got Ridge, you've got Danyame, you've got Nshayeso, you've got Ahojo. These are prime. You've also got Asokwa. These are prime, areas of Kumasi, which again, you can buy property, or you can also, buy some uncompleted properties and then renovate them yourself. That again, will be cheaper to buy an uncompleted property in Kumasi and its environs, as opposed to buying and renovating an uncompleted property within the Accra, Tema Metropolitan and also surrounding areas outside Accra, like Oyibi, Oyarifa, even Ebri, where uncompleted properties are very, very, pricey. Yeah, so this makes, again, Kumasi a very viable and feasible, investment opportunity, as opposed to, doing business in Accra. So I said, land is cheaper in Kumasi, and also property is also cheaper in Kumasi. Again, what makes the cost of living, sorry, what makes Kumasi a very, very feasible investment destination is also the cost of living. So again, Kumasi, the cost of living in Kumasi is very, very, I would say cheap, but cheaper as opposed to Accra. So for example, if you go to a restaurant, say in Accra, an average restaurant, it doesn't have to be even a high-class restaurant, but an average restaurant in Accra, particularly if it's a Ghanaian cuisine, because there's a lot of, in Kumasi, I know there's Indian cuisine, Chinese cuisine, possibly Turkish, they're the main ones. It's not as cosmopolitan as Accra. But that's like I say, if you want to go, for example, to a Ghanaian restaurant in Accra, right, and buy an average meal, yeah, you're going to pay at least the equivalent of about, let's see now, of about $20 for a meal per person. Yeah, this is an average, restaurant in Accra. So be it in the airport area, Cantonments, Usu, Laboni, those kind of places. Yeah, East Legon. Now, just suppose that to buying a meal in a restaurant in Kumasi, could be in Ahojo, could be in Ridge, could be in Danyame, could be in, near the center of Kumasi, you're going to pay half of that, so $10. Yeah. And also, when you look at price of goods and services, so like even renting in Kumasi is cheaper than Accra. The cost of food, i.e., rice, tomatoes, onions, is cheaper than Accra. So the cost of living in Kumasi is essentially half of what you pay for in Accra and the surrounding areas in Accra, making Kumasi a very attractive investment destination. Okay. And again, if you Kumasi also has, great supermarkets. So if you are into your Western convenience, yeah, Kumasi has several, well-known supermarkets. The ones that I know is are Opoku, that's owned by an Asante Ghanaian. There's also Melcom. They've got a couple of quite big stores in Kumasi, and there's also Kumasi City Mall. So that was opened about 4 or 5 years ago, Kumasi City Mall, which is the Kumasi equivalent to the Accra Mall, which is obviously in Accra. So the Kumasi City Mall is a big mall in Kumasi, and has got an array of shops in Kumasi selling all goods. So if you want fridge freezers, washing machines, your white goods, Apple Mac computers, laptops, mobile phones, Western clothing, etc., you'll find that in the Kumasi Mall. Yeah. So, again, these supermarkets that are springing up, within the Kumasi municipalities, again, make Kumasi a very, very viable investment destination as well. So again, we've talked about the cost of land, we've talked about the cost of property, we've talked about renting property in Kumasi, we've talked about buying and renovating an uncompleted building in Kumasi. Yeah, we've talked about, some of the the opening up of Kumasi in terms of the airport, yeah, and how its close proximity to, some of the other regions of Ghana. Now again, what makes also Kumasi a viable investment destination is that the road network. So the road network within Kumasi is pretty good as compared to in and around Accra. So, for example, the Accra Kumasi road is being done as we speak. So So from Accra to let's say near Sahun, which is the eastern region of Ghana, which is not too far from Ngokor. That road from Accra to Sahun is more or less dualized, yeah? And there are ongoing works to dualize the road from Sahun through Nkoko all the way to Konongo. Now, Konongo is one is the second major town that you come to when you enter the Ascent region of Ghana. So the first town that you enter when you enter the Ascent region of Ghana is Odumase. Yeah, so from Odumase, you get to Konongo. Konongo is again one of the major towns, you know, or suburbs in the no towns, yeah, not suburb, town in the Asante region. Now, that town can be very, very busy. So, what the government has done, or is doing, they are building an interchange in Konongo that will link Konongo with Kumasi proper and then the other towns that surround Konongo in order to ease the traffic. When commuters come into Konongo on the way to Kumasi, so that's an improvement that's going to be that is being done right now, and I think that's going to be completed sometime in 2025. Again, when that interchange is completed, that's going to open up Kumasi, and again, you know, make Kumasi a very, very viable, you know, investment destination. Again, you know, when you reach the Konongo. You then get to Ejusu. So from Ejusu all the way through to Kumasi, that road is dualized. So there's like four lanes, two on the left, two on the right. So again, it makes you know flow into Kumasi, you know, very, very easy as well. And also within Kumasi itself, the road network is very, very good. So if, say, so for example, in and around Kumasi, so the areas that I've mentioned, you know, Danyame, Ridge, in Shayeso, Asokwa, you know, Ahonjo, you know, Patase. These are affluent areas, and the road networks within these areas are very, very good. Again, if you want to go to the gold mining district of Obuasi, there is a very, very good main road all the way from Kumasi to Obuasi, dualized as well. And so, you know, if you want, for example, to get a mining concession and do mining in Kumasi, yeah, the road from Obuasi to Kumasi is a very, very good road. Again, making Kumasi a very, very, you know, potentially viable investment opportunity. So again, you know, the road network is also expanding in Kumasi, and that again attracts us to the attraction of Kumasi being a very, very viable investment destination. And as well as that, obviously you have the cultural aspect of Kumasi. So I've talked about how Kumasi is the cultural center of Ghana. You know, you've got the cultural house in Kumasi. And then aside from that, you've also got the Asantehene, you know, the king of the Asante, where he resides at Mensah in Kumasi. Again, that tourist aspect again of Kumasi, where people come to Kumasi to see the Asantehene, particularly on you know the grand rivers like Awokode and the Kwesi. And this year in particular, you know, in the 25th May will be the 25th anniversary of the instalment or the or the instalment of the current Asantehene, Otumfuo Osei II the second. And because of that, again, there are going to be many people coming to particularly Kumasi in that month of May, which coincides with the opening of the Nana Agyemangprempeh II International Airport in Kumasi. So again, all these things make Kumasi a very, very attractive and viable investment destination. All right, so you know, hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Ghana in Focus, looking continue our series, Heritage Month, because March is Heritage Month, and they're looking at Kumasi, why Kumasi is a viable investment destination outside of Accra. So we looked at many things from the road network to the you know, you can get a plane to Kumasi. We talked about the cost of living in Kumasi. We talked about buying property in Kumasi is cheaper. We talked about renting in Kumasi is cheaper. So all these things that we're going through, make Kumasi a very, very viable investment destination. All right. So next week is going to be the last in our series, looking at the Ghana Month, Heritage Month. I don't know what I'll be talking then, but I'll definitely think of something interesting to bring up for you. So if you like what you hear, please share to your friends, your family, your social media networks. Please subscribe to the Ghana Advocate and Focus podcast on YouTube, and also follow me on Spotify until June. If you're on Google, we are transitioning to YouTube, and so come June, if you are subscribed on Google, you will not be able to get us on YouTube on Google. So please, start migrating to YouTube so that every time I upload a new podcast, you'll be notified of that. All right. So for myself, Kwame, and from all the crew here on Ghanaian Focus, it's thank you very much for listening, and we will see you in the next edition of Ghana in Focus.